And 3 full months after the program became official, there's still some debate about whether to accept federal stimulus money. Today in South Carolina, a federal judge will hear arguments in 3 lawsuits over whether the state can be forced to take the money. From member station WFAE, Simone Orendine has more.
From the beginning, Governor Mark Sanford has pushed to use $700 million of South Carolina's $2.8 billion to pay down state debt. But the federal stimulus program doesn't allow this, so Sanford rejected it. Since then, he and the state legislature have deadlocked and the impasse has reached the courts. Lawmakers and others want Sanford to use the disputed money for education. Attorney Richard Harpootlian represents 2 students who filed a lawsuit.
This pass is more than just strange because this is a governor who has bemoaned federal intervention into states' affairs.
Governor Sanford has filed his own lawsuit against the state in federal court. His spokesman declined to comment. July 1st is the deadline for states to request stimulus money. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendine in Charlotte, North Carolina.